Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We'll get to Draymond Green audio.
He might be the most unlikable NBA player in 30 years.
Well, he doesn't do himself any favors, does he?
No.
Let's go ahead and do that now.
Yeah. So if you saw it last night.
Before we get into hot tape talk, because you got me, you showed me the picture of the tapes.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Britney Fox Girl School is queued up on my Spotify for the next break.
And by the way, in case you were wondering, Britney Fox is not a female. That is an all-male 80s metal band.
They were a hair band. I remember, you don't remember Girl School, that song?
Dude, this thing is bringing so much heat.
Acting Girl from School!
From Britney Fox to Kingdom Come. Don't even get me started on Hurricane Alice or Striper. Dude, the hits just keep coming. In this 80s collection that they have.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Do you want to hear it? Let's play it. This was Draymond got his fifth technical.
And some people thought he was going to get ejected and suspended because, once again, he gets the ball stripped from him. And in a shocking development, he has no control over his arms and legs. And he flails his arms for no reason and smacks, I forget who it was, one of the Timberwolves players in the face.
This is Naz Reid.
So he didn't get ejected, but he did get a technical foul, and Steph Curry had to come over and calm him down. And Steph Curry's in street clothes.
Yeah, he always does that, though. He always does something stupid and then flies off the handle
and
as if he's stunned that he got called for. So it's his fifth technical. He's too shy of a one-game suspension, and here's what he said in the locker room after the game. On the fan.
Fan. Britney Fox.
I thought you had it. I put it on your page.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Hold on. I can get to it.
All right, me too. Scrolling.
Not an angry black man. I'm a very successful, educated black man with a great family. And I'm great at basketball. I'm great at what I do. The agenda to try to keep making me look like an angry black man is crazy. I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We're sick of you.
It's an agenda.
I love how, by the way, we're decided to throw race into this.
Yeah.
We're just...
That's not a good card to play here.
Really? We're just playing that?
It's not, but this is charged on the heels of, I guess they threw out a fan who was hurling racial epithets, or however you say that?
Epithets.
So what does that have to do
He was fired up about race because he was having racial slurs thrown at him that night.
So they're,
it doesn't make his comments right, but that's where that's coming from.
They're trying to make him out to be an angry black man? Yeah, okay, you're just an angry guy. You have more suspensions, more technical fouls. You cost your team an NBA championship by kicking someone in the nuts. Like, what are you talking about?
That was a punch. That was a punch to King James's nuts.
Punch in the D.
Are you trying to defend Draymond Green right now?
No, he's awful.
He is such a dipass.
Well, I mean, come on. Of all the people in sports, there isn't one who has a more legitimately deserved reputation than Draymond Green.
He punched a teammate in the face and knocked him out.
So he can frame that however he wants to make himself feel better, but to most of us out there, it's simply based on his own actions.
Yeah, you have earned the reputation you have.
I mean, come on.
And it's just
man.
Absurd to say that somehow the media is shaping it and that you're trying to make yourself, they're trying to make you out to be an angry black guy and you're sick of it. Real easy way to not to shake this, stop getting technical fouls and stop punching people in the nuts. and kicking them in the face, and it's
and there's so many instances, whether it's this one or the two that happened in the Rockets series, or the kicking of Steven Adams, or the punching of LeBron James, or the one that where he did a spinning back fist on Nurk. I mean, they just keep happening.
It's just it's amazing to me. And maybe he is doing bits, but it truly feels like he thinks that this is what he's saying is true. The lack of self-awareness is shocking.
Well,
it really is.
I'm always amazed that, we were talking about this with Belichick. He did the same thing. Really smart, successful people, sports figures, just anyone. Doesn't have to be sports.
Yeah.
They think the media creates narratives. Like they that the media does not make up narratives out of thin air. It does not happen. Dude, I'm telling you, we're in media. I understand the disdain for media.
Sure.
I understand the just why media has the reputation that it does. It's not a great one, and yeah, a lot of it is brought on by itself. The media certainly leans into more interesting elements or sellable elements of a story.
Sure.
But they're never made up.
No.
It just isn't a thing.
Yeah.
So it always comes from somewhere. Now, you may not like that they pick that part out or that becomes a bigger part of the story. Same thing Bill Belichick was talking about.
Yeah.
But that's not – you don't get to control that.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many people try to control that.
I mean, it's like you can't make Steph Curry out to be an angry whatever color man you want because he's not angry. It's just not. LeBron does this. Like, there's so many people that do this, or, you know, where if I'm trying to think, the one that I always enjoyed was at least like with a guy like Charles Barkley. Charles knows that he has flaws, like, and yes, maybe they are, like you said, disproportionately highlighted versus some of the other things. But when that is a part of your personality, you can't be upset when people report your words and your actions.
I think he's
and athletes love to do that.
How old is he? They do it all the time. It's amazing that they aren't better schooled in how to handle media, but it just happens all the time. I mean, Buck and I talked about this while you were away with the Belichick thing and what Jordan Hudson was trying to do. Like, that was PR not 101.
Yes.
Like, how to not conduct PR is how Jordan Hudson is going about business.
Yes.
And that, you know, maybe is understandable because she's 24, it's just no thing.
Yeah.
But I was talking about, and you can, I know you can back this up, in our years in media, how many PR firms or PR people or marketing people or sports information directors, all these people that do, you know, kind of the same types of jobs, how many of them operate this way?
Yeah.
It's shocking. It's like 80-85% of...
They don't get it.
They don't... They're in the business. It is their job, and they don't understand.
And it's the part, you don't get to say what other people are going to think about you and about all of this.
You cannot control that. It's amazing how many try, and they just fail, and they look terrible, and you look stupid, and you look like you're bad at your job, but yet it happens. It's like the prevailing way of handling media. It's really unbelievable.
Yes. When you try to control a narrative instead of dealing with the narrative, it always ends up, it's like anything else, any scandal, the cover-up always ends up being worse than what actually happened. And and yet they make a lot of money, and people pay a lot of money for these firms to handle them.
I know.
It's shocking.
It really is shocking. The thing I think is going on with Draymond is he's older, he's almost done. I think there are two interesting things about him.
Yeah.
Okay. One is his style of play,
yeah,
and how he helped the Warriors win multiple championships.
Yes.
He is an interesting player for that reason. Two are his intensity. He crosses lines. Those are the two things that are interesting about him. Okay. Yeah. So why on earth would you be shocked if one of those two things is being highlighted in the media? You're an idiot if you're shocked by that, because those are the two things you're known for.
Well, and we all,
but I, hold on. I think he is getting old and almost done. Well, he is getting old. He's almost done. And I think he is really uncomfortable with his reputation as a hothead. Yeah. And I think it bothers him. And he is now having to come to grips with the fact that, dude, that's going to be a lot of your legacy.
Yeah.
And I think that bothers him.
Well, and what I was thinking along those lines is, and I don't know if you have, you know, parts of this about you. I think we all do, and it's just to varying degrees. I think we all have parts about ourselves that we don't particularly like.
Of course.
Right? And
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And so when someone highlights parts about yourself that you don't like,
bingo.
It hits home a little bit.
So maybe he doesn't like being like this. And that's maybe he can't control himself.
And that's my and that's kind of where I'm going with this is I think that his anger and the flailing stuff and the technical fouls and I think he just loses it. And you know, if you've ever met anyone that has a temper and that has fought over the years, I mean, I've talked about this on the air. I've worked over the years, and I think you've seen it. I think I've worked hard over the 20 years to control some of my temper and some of my tendencies like that. And when you're in the world of sports, I think sometimes that feeds that flame. You're allowed to get away with it, that you're not allowed to get away with it in regular life. When I played, I had some of that Draymond Green in me. I certainly played with an edge that I don't think is very conducive to real life. But when you get out of sports and you realize that that's not really something that you can get away with in everyday life, you have to really start working towards it. But if you're still, you know, in your 30s and you keep playing sports, you don't really get a chance to deal with that. I'll bet you, a la Barry Bonds and some of the other guys like this, the Bill Laimbeers, I'll bet you when Draymond gets away from basketball, I'll bet you really start to see a different side of him. Because I think
he's been on TNT.
Yes, and
he's interesting.
And he does a really nice job. And
he's
I think
a thoughtful guy.
And I think when you remove that aspect from it, I think he will become more comfortable with who he is.
Correct.
I think when you've lived on that edge where you're not the most talented guy and you're not the biggest guy, I think that fire and that edge has fueled him and allowed him to have great success. And yet, I think deep down, he probably hates that side of himself.
Well, I think it bothers him. He knows that he is much deeper and there's more to him than that.
Yes.
But it probably bothers him, as you're saying, that's what we talk about with him. But, dude, it's just like the text said, it's a guy who doesn't want to sleep in the bed that he made.
Yeah. I always say, oh no, it's the consequences of my own actions.
Yeah, exactly. It's just,
you'd have more respect for it if he owned up and said, like, listen, this is where I am. This is how I play. Sometimes I cross the line. People aren't going to like it. I wish I could do better.
Yeah.
But he's not doing that. He's saying, I'm not like that. That's not me.
Right.
It is. You've shown us.
What Suka's saying is, all he has to do, and this is the Charles Barkley thing. Mm. All he has to do, and it could take 15 seconds, as long as that clip we played, is say, listen, I know I'm pretty fiery out there. I think it's part of what has helped me succeed. I don't love that about myself. I am working on that, but it's
flares up.
Sometimes I just make mistakes. Yep. That's all you have to say.
And it's over.
If you say that, people are like, well, okay.
But I think by doing that, I think you admit that the part of you that you hate is... Mm-hmm. A bigger part than
is the thing,
and
yeah.
and people struggle with it. Therapy is a hell of a thing, man.
Let's talk about hair metal tapes. All right, bitch.
Thrift store finds. You're heading down there this weekend, aren't you?
Where?
down to that thrift store.
No, I'm not, because I don't have a tape player. However, I am queuing up Britney Fox Girl School on Spotify for the break.
You're telling me your dad, Subi, doesn't have one?
Let's go. Come on, girl! We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.